Very happy to be joined now as we head over across the pond, Alitalia, to TFC in the Viareggio Cup, and their coach of TFC 3. It is Danny Dicchio, the legend himself. How's it going, Danny? Thanks for this.
Buongiorno a tutti.
benvenuto a Toronto, Danny.
How you guys doing? You okay?
Yeah, we're great, man. And it's been good. I mean, we don't get a lot of video to watch, but just following along, your boys seem to be doing all right so far.
Yeah, no, they've adapted pretty well. You know, it's good that we came over a few days earlier to try and get over the jet lag and adjust to our surroundings. But we're in a really beautiful place. Viareggio is a lovely place to be in. It's a very busy coastal kind of town, and you can feel the football culture here as well. There's a lot of teams staying here, a lot of teams competing in the tournament, and we're just taking it all in at the moment, experiencing it, but also competing ourselves and doing well. So things are looking good at the moment, but we still have a tough game to go on Saturday.
Now, speaking to enjoying the experience and everything, now, are these boys in fantasy land, like flying over to Italy, you know, beautiful surrounding, you're lining up against teams like Juventus? This must be the greatest thing ever in their career so far.
I would hope so. I would hope so. But we've also tried to keep a lid on it, and in the sense that we're very privileged to be here, but we keep reiterating to them that we're here to compete. We're here not to just be mascots and to fill the groups up with teams from around the world. We're here to see where we are as a coaching staff, but more importantly, where our players are at against other teams, other players from around the world.
Now, that first game against Macaratese, you guys fell down 2-0 early on, and you fought your way back for a 3-3 draw. Captain Liam Fraser led that charge. Did you feel like the boys were shell-shocked a little bit before they found their bearings?
Well, after 3 minutes when you're 2-0 down, I think everyone was shell-shocked, to be quite honest. And there was a very dubious referee call in the second minute where they kind of went through with two players in an offside position, and we felt a little bit aggrieved by that, and we were still shell-shocked when 30 seconds later they'd done exactly the same, but it was onside this time. So finding yourself 2-0 down in a foreign country where you're kind of hoping things go well was difficult for the players to adjust to, but they showed great character. They responded very well after going 2-0 down. It took a little bit of time to get that first goal, but after we got that first goal, we created a lot of chances, and we put them on the back foot, and we should have really won the game. It took a long time to get that equaliser after they responded. Macaratese responded again, but we found the equaliser in the last minute, and I think that was a pivotal point for the team. You know, they really came together as a group. We have many different age groups here, from 97 born players that play with TFC2 to 2000 born players that are still playing in the U17s generation Adidas Cup for our academy.
Now, how was your captain in that game? Because he did lead that charge in the comeback. Just a word on your captain, Liam Fraser, and what type of kid he is and the type of skill that he has.
Well, he's a player that a lot of the players look up to. The staff, we lean on him a lot because he's a player that we feel is going to have great potential within our club. We see him really pushing on to be part of the TFC2 squad this year and being a starter with them. But we see him as being captain material, and he really kind of starts his game on Michael Bradley, who's the captain of the first team. But he was definitely a leader in that game. And even in the Juventus game, he wasn't feeling very well the night before. He was up all night sick, but he soldiered on and he played the whole 90 minutes and put in a captain's performance against Juventus. So we're lucky to have him here. He's very happy to be here with us, leading the charge and also leading the younger boys in to what is a difficult competition for them.
As Dan mentioned earlier, we're starving for highlights. We want to know the back and forth of the game. Can you speak to the Juventus game and how that turned out? We know it ended 1-1, but how did the flow of the game go? And just speak to our fans about that.
Well, we were, again, a little bit nervous at the start of the game, and we conceded in the seventh minute. Juventus have a very, very good team, very, very multicultural team as well, players from all around the world. And we were not shell-shocked, but we were kind of nervous playing on grass. We played our first game on AstroTurf, so we had to travel a bit. And I think once we settled into the game, we played extremely well. And I think we surprised not only Juventus players, but also Fabio Grosso, the manager as well, complimented us after the game. And it was a game where we were thinking and talking about it last night, and we were a little bit disappointed that we didn't get the 3 points. We had some really good chances, especially in the second half, where on the counter-attack we looked a real threat. And the young boy, Kunle Dadaluke, who came on a sub, got a very good goal from across from Luca Uccello. But for Juventus, they did not really cause us a lot of problems. We were very defensively sound, very organised at the back, and as I said, we frustrated them at times, and we really should have maybe picked up the 3 points, and that would have really put the icing on the cake. But when you look back at it and you think about it and you say, listen, we just tied with the champions of this tournament last year and one of the top teams in the Primavera in Italy, so we have to kind of adjust and kind of say, yeah, okay, we thought we should have won it, but let's take the point and move on to the next game. But just from the reaction from Fabio Grosso and the staff afterwards, they were not very happy. He really laid into his team after the game. We could hear him in the locker room next to us, and was kind of saying some harsh words to them. So credit to our boys again.
Now that you said that, I want to know, you are the general there, so what kind of leash do you have the boys on? Are they free to roam a little bit on their time off, or are you like Fabio Grosso and just laying into them left and right?
Well, you know what? As I told you before, guys, we're in a very beautiful coastal town, and there's lots of activities that the boys can go and have a little stroll with. We give them the freedom to go and have their off time. We're trying to keep them busy with lots of stuff. We have a lot of cognitive games that we've brought with us. We have a big group of staff here with us who are entertaining them with different aspects of whether it's regeneration, whether it's being in the gym. We've taken them in the sea every day as well to provide that ice tub feeling to them to try and help their legs get better and refreshed for the next training day or next game. So there's lots to do here. And I think when you have a group of young men, to give them that freedom as well as the discipline is where you're going to get a good response. If you're very hard on them all the time, then I think you kind of lose them halfway through a tournament like this.
Now, I know your final game is tomorrow, Saturday. It'll be a 10 a.m. Eastern time start over on this side of the pond. You guys have it all in front of you. If you get the win, I think you move through. Is this more than you expected from your boys? Or how much is this about the results and also about the experience? How do you balance that?
Well, I said before we come, it was going to be a win-win situation for us, because if we provided a good opposition to the teams here, and if we competed and got the results, and we could get a good gauge at where our players are against similar age groups from around the world, then we're doing something right within the academy. We're developing players. We're still not the finished article. We know that, but we're moving in the right direction. So with that, the counter to that, we thought if we come here and we don't not only perform well, but we're of much lesser quality than the teams here, then we obviously have to restructure what we're doing, and we have to adjust our methodology and what we're doing at the academy. But I've looked at a few games. I went to watch another game here tonight with my dad, and I don't see our players, not only individually, but as a group, being far off or much worse than a lot of the players that are here. So it's still early days, and I might be a bit biased because I work with these boys every day, but I think we really are heading in the right direction. And as long as the boys can keep a sensible head on their shoulders, then we're definitely moving in the right direction, and I see a bright future for us in Canada in soccer terms.
Looking at the tournament itself, the history of the tournament, it's dominated by Italian clubs. Only two teams have won outside of Italy from 1980. Actually, the last One of the teams that has the most is Dukla Prague, who you'll be facing against. Now, is it fair to say the performances are more important to you than the results?
Yes, I think for me as a coach, it's definitely the performance of the players and how they react to certain situations that go on within the game is what we're really looking for. And when you're speaking to probably different people within the club, then it's about the results. And I think that goes as far up to TFC2 and the first team. But when you're working with younger players and you're seeing certain stuff that they're doing within the games and they're reacting to objectives that we're talking about, and you're seeing certain specifics that we're working on in training that they're highlighting in the games. And for me as a coach, that's what we really want to see. And if that can coincide with getting the result, then it's a win-win for us as a club. But this is going to be a difficult game against Dukla Prague. I've watched them two or three times now. They're a very, very good team, very strong team. Hungry as well, and I think we have to adjust again. And we've spoke to the players today that this is going to be as hard a game as our game against Juventus yesterday.
Danny, before we let you go, how's this experience been for you? You're still young in your coaching career. How are you taking this?
It's been amazing. It really has. I mean, there's been certain teams and Italian teams where I've seen players that I played against in Serie A and older opponents that you kind of I never thought I would have saw coach within the Primavera. So that's been great to see. But my father's come over from England for a few days to visit me and see the team and spend time with us as well. So I'm taking it all in, as well as the players. We're taking it all in as a bunch of staff. But me personally, as a coach, watching different teams, learning different stuff, whether it be from warm-ups, how teams prepare, how teams play, this has only been a big, big benefit to me as a coach and for us all as a staff.
Hey, Danny, you guys are opening some eyes over on this side of the pond. Keep up the great work and wish the boys some luck for us, all right?
Will do, guys. Thanks very much, okay?
There he is, Danny Dicchio. Thanks for this, Danny.